So hello, everybody. This is Embodying Prosperity with Marilyn O'Malley. And today we're going to talk about who is controlling your mind and answer any questions that you have and get started here. So I'm in these first two calls, I've been giving you some basics that I think are really important for you to understand why it is that when why it is that you have to do what you have to do. So I'm helping to give you the science behind the actions that are necessary for you to take in order to change your life, in order to create real lasting transformation. And I really found this valuable for myself in those times when I thought, well, you know, why am I doing this? Or when I felt weak and wasn't necessarily in my faith or trusting the experience of being able to make change happen. I remembered this is science. And I remember this is what I have to do and why I have to do it. So last week we talked about energy and how everything is energy and how it's related and that your thoughts and your beliefs create a vibration and they're interacting with the world and it creates your paradigm and it creates and it draws to you people to fit that paradigm. And so whether you believe that the world is safe or not, if you don't, then if you don't trust people and you don't believe the world is safe, you will create that reality, that paradigm in your world. And to change that requires that you go in and change your beliefs about the world and your possibilities and your safety. You know, so it's seeing how you are safe or how you could create safety in your life and go in and change that programming from the inside out. So today, who is controlling your mind? And I had said, here are some ways to tell that you are not in control of your mind. If there is any way that you are not living the life you desire, if you are suffering, if you are living in the past or in the future, you are judging yourself and others, if you are a perfectionist, if you are living with chaos, drama, overwhelm, if you don't feel safe, connected, or loved, if you are not focused, if you are not healthy in any way in mind, body, or spirit, if you don't feel safe or comfortable being you, being the authentic you. And if you don't know what you desire, what you really want in life. So those are just some examples of not having control of your mind. And so I'm going to start out by, and if you have questions, I'm going to ask periodically. I'm going to share, and then I'll see if anybody has any questions. And you can press star 2 to raise your hand. And also at the end, I'll have a question and answer. If you're on the webcast, you can type in your questions. So as we go along, take some notes and write down any questions that pop up, or just send them along as we get going here. And the other thing is that I'll expand on this, and I have some pictures to share in the newsletter that will come out tomorrow. So you can get some visuals on this. So here we go, and let's just take a moment here and take a nice deep breath, and close your eyes for a minute. And I want you to imagine all of your energy that's scattered out in the world in the past. I want you to imagine all of your energy that is that is focused in the past, hanging on to things, stories, events, situations that happen with others, or that your mind's still back there. I want you to imagine that energy comes back into the center of your head right here, right now. Just imagine like it's a rubber band or a magnet in the center of your head, pulling all that information, all of that energy very quickly, like boom, boom, boom. This comes back. You don't have to know what it is. Just calling it all back, calling it home. And then imagine all the energy that's in the future, all of your planning, all of your excitement for your imagining, projects you're working on, worries, fears, anticipation, all of that stuff. Just pull all of that energy back into the center of your head right here, right now. And feel your body. Feel your breath entering through your nostrils, going down and filling your lungs. Feel your heart beating. See if you can feel your heart beating all the way down in your big toe. Feel your blood moving through your body. Feel your sit bones. Feel your hips. Feel the air on your skin. I want you to open your eyes, and I want you to look around the room, and I want you to say in your head what you see in front of you. So we're getting you here. We're getting you in the present moment. We're calming down your mind so that it's open to receiving information. And just keep working on this as this goes, as we go through this. Just allow yourself to receive. Just create an intention about allowing yourself to receive whatever information you need right now that will help you move forward in your life. So allowing yourself to hear and experience it, even if it might be uncomfortable for you. Okay, so I'm going to begin. I want you to imagine an elephant. And imagine that you see somebody sitting on that elephant, you know, and that you see those little baskets in Thailand and stuff, and there's a person in there. And I want you to imagine, I'm creating a metaphor here about the mind, that your conscious mind is that person sitting in the basket. And your subconscious mind is the elephant. Now, your conscious mind works or influences your day, your life, anywhere from 2 to 10% of the time. And your subconscious mind is driving your life anywhere from 90 to 98% of the time. Now, most of you really think about that because we think we're thinking. We think we're thinking about what we're doing in our life, but really it's the elephant that's driving that subconscious, your subconscious, the things you're not even conscious of, making decisions for you, is driving you, and I'm going to explain what each of these are so that you're really clear. And so that elephant has control and more control than you do if you were that person riding that elephant than directing the elephant where to go. So to start, I want you to think about when you were first born, when a baby comes into the world, it is just pure potential. It is just this incredible energy that is love, that is here to thrive and survive. Not, I don't really want to say survive, but it's looking for survival. But it's here to imagine a seed. You know, imagine a seed that you plant, or an acorn, it turns into a tree, or you plant a zucchini seed and it turns into a zucchini plant and it has all the zucchinis growing up. It's like, imagine that you, when you were first born, you are this potential of all these different seeds that your soul wants to grow and sprout into the world. And there's this desire within you, this natural desire for those to be expressed in the world. You know, there's this, it's just so natural. And there's nothing to do with worthiness or whether you're good enough, or you're born in the world worthy. You have everything available to you. You are love. There is nothing. Nobody can take that love from you. Nobody can take that worthiness from you. It's all there. All of that potential comes in. So I want you to imagine that, and that this desire. So imagine yourself as this baby comes into the world, pure potential and desire. And that desire is unexpressed possibility within you. And it's seeking expression through your actions, wanting you to create those seeds of desire in you. Okay, so now, as a baby, you start to grow. I want you to imagine that, so you're this pure potential, and you're right now from zero, from conception to anywhere between 7 and 9 years old. I want you to think about yourself now that you are like a sponge. Imagine you don't have a consciousness. You're just that elephant. And all of the people around you, all of your experiences, your culture, the media, religion, parents, family, past family, all of those external influences are, you're taking in like a sponge. You have, there's no filter to say this is good, I don't believe that serves me, this doesn't serve me. Nope, you're just like this pot, this place, your mind is just taking everything in, right? It's just like, oh, what is possible? And there's no critical filter, there's no critical thinking happening at this time. And we use this knowledge, so we use all this knowledge that comes in to create our survival. Like we've become loyal to our tribe, to our family. We create vows and beliefs around, well, this is how we have to be to fit into the family. This is what I've got to do to survive and feel safe. Doesn't matter what's going on. That's all you know, and you're just taking in that information, and this is coloring how you see your life. And this is all of the information that comes in and becomes natural to you. It becomes your world. It starts creating your world, how you see the world. It starts forming from that. You start seeing the world through your family's eyes, through the media's eyes, through your religion's eyes or filters, or through your culture's filters. You just start putting on all these, that's okay, that's what we believe. This is how we act. This is what's good. This is what's bad. So imagine that's what's filling up. That's what's filling up that elephant. That's what's filling up your subconscious mind. So I want you to understand, That is not you. That is not the pure potential that you came in with. That is added information that is coming in and coloring your world. It's giving you, it is that other people, other influences are directing you how to see the world. It is not from your own interpretation, from your natural essence or core. All right, so let's talk about the conscious mind now. What's that conscious mind, the 2 to 10%? So that's our critical thinking. That's what we see, we hear, we taste, we smell, we touch. It's our planning. It's our awareness when we're in the present moment. It's where our dreaming and our ideas come from, our self-awareness, you know, the self-awareness of seeing, hearing, tasting, you know, oh, that tastes good. It's logic. It's our willpower. This is where our willpower is. It's how we experience life, how we're taking in life through our senses. It's our reasoning. It's what do I want? And it's where you make decisions, where you say, yeah, okay, I'm going here, I'm going there, this is what I'm doing. So I want you to get that, like, that's just a little part. And that for that to work, for you to be conscious, it's like you need to be in the present moment. But most of us are in that subconscious or the elephant in the past or the future. And we're running unconscious. All that old programming is like, you might think you're making decisions consciously, but it's really you're making decisions from that old program, from the elephant. From your parents' influence, from your culture's influence. So those are the two minds. And so when you get about 7 to 9, then all of a sudden there's, so that's when the conscious mind starts to come in. Around 7 to 9, you start thinking, you start becoming more of aware how you might be different. That you know, you start questioning things. You're much more conscious of, again, of how you're taking in the world and what's happening. And at this time, a critical filter develops between your conscious mind and your subconscious mind. And this filter is like this critical mind that keeps everything out of the subconscious mind that's not already there. Like So for you to change your outside world, you need to change that subconscious mind. And what happens is, so this filter that's there, its job is to like protect you. But it will only let in what the subconscious mind says is okay to let in. This is why willpower doesn't always work. Again, the conscious mind. I want you to imagine a ball and or a circle, and on the top part of the ball will be like the conscious mind, and it's going to take up like a quarter of that ball, and then draw a line across it, and that's going to be your critical gatekeeper part of your mind. And then underneath that, the rest of the circle is going to be your subconscious mind. And so willpower, like, okay, we're going to lose 10 pounds. I'm going to eat really healthy for the next 3 months. And I want to lose this weight. So it's like you're okay, we're going along. And as long as you stay conscious of your decisions that you're making and you're in your present moment, you can have that control. But as soon as you start to relax, what's really stronger is your habit, which is in your subconscious mind, that 90 to 98% of the time what's running your mind. So what do we have to do to change that subconscious mind? And I'm going to explain what the subconscious is too. That's why repetition, consistency, persistence, that's what people usually give up way before. They're thinking, oh, it's not working. Well, the thing is that you have to keep doing the programming. You have to keep making the change. You have to stick to it so that it finally, the subconscious, and you make it emotional. Why do you want the change? And I'll get into that again in a minute. But when you get that, then it's like, then it can get through and reprogram that subconscious mind, like, oh, she's healthier. And she wants to be healthier because she's going to be, paddleboarding and traveling around the world. And so she's really excited about that. And so it just becomes a more, there's reasoning behind why you want to be, there's emotional support around why you want to be healthier and lose 10 pounds and feel better about yourself, instead of just the conscious willpower, like, I'm going to lose 10 pounds, fighting the elephant. So that's why it's important for you to have consistency and persistence. So the subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between reality and make-believe. So that's really important. So that subconscious mind is your emotional mind. It's where your beliefs are. It's connected to your higher self. It holds the blueprint of your past conditioning formed in childhood. It doesn't like to have change. It likes routine. It takes less effort. It wants things to stay the same. It likes to repeat patterns. It will carry out your beliefs, whether they're beneficial or not to you. And this subconscious mind works 100 million, processes 100 million messages per second. It's like this super fast computer. Whereas that conscious mind is very slow and methodical and linear. Physical manifestations are stored here. This is the cause. This is our habits, our memories, our wisdom, where we store all of this. And it must, in this area, in the subconscious mind, it must accept things. It doesn't reject things. So it's not judging. It's just whatever it is, it is. And this is why your imagination works fabulously with your subconscious mind, because it does not know the difference between reality and make-believe, whereas your conscious mind is smelling, is tasting, is hearing. You know, again, it's very in the moment and very reality-oriented, whereas your subconscious mind is not. And so having imagination that's how you can influence. That's what a big influencer of the subconscious mind, changing how, making the changes that you desire, changing those things that you've been programmed as a child that don't work for you. And I want you to get, like we talked about last time, like, so all of this stuff that's going on in this subconscious mind, which is affecting your physical body and affecting whether you want to be in it or not, whether you feel safe or not, whether you feel you can get your needs met or not, whether you can have needs to begin with, whether you're good enough or not, whether you're worthy enough or not, and all the positive things too. So I just want you to really understand that in your mind, in this subconscious mind, the bigger part of your mind, that elephant, is programming that is creating your vision of the world, your vision of yourself. And from all of these processes, and as you move through and develop, and as you grow in age, and you start creating from this foundation, you start creating the reality like, oh, yeah, see, I'm not good enough, or I'm not lucky, or I never get what I want. You know, you start creating this world that validates the programming and beliefs that you have put together from all of those external influences. So if you can understand this, and then you're taking that in, that's what you are feeling about your world, and that's what you are expressing out into the world. Take a deep breath, because once I got this, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, now it makes sense why we want to change the inside. And changing the inside changes our outside world. It also makes sense why it takes persistence, consistency. It takes why I do the work I do, helping people change their mindset, because it is this subconscious mindset that is driving you. So that's your paradigm. That's what creates your paradigm. And so this is, and that controls the results that you get in your world. So understand that this subconscious mind is the cause of how the world is showing up to you. The world is mirroring what is how you're seeing and feeling about yourself and the world inside of you. And how you feel that gets expressed through your body. It is the motivation of like, yeah, I want to do that, or no way in hell am I doing that. That's a lot of times why if you don't feel something, feel safe, even though you know that taking that action is going to make you successful, make you feel good about yourself. But remember, the subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between make-believe and reality. It doesn't want to change. And it's going to reject anything that's not already programmed until you convince it that that will serve it, will serve its highest good. And then the change happens. But if you don't think you're going to get any results by making any change, then you're not going to take any action. So what happens in life, so you have this subconscious programming, right? So something happens in your world. So let's say, let's say that there's an opportunity shows up. In as an entrepreneur, somebody comes to you and say, hey, I want you to, I've been thinking about creating this business, and I think we would work well together. Neutral event. No, just somebody has an idea, an inspiration, they're coming to you with that inspiration, and they're seeing whether that, how you feel about it. So how, all of a sudden, what happens is now the subconscious mind and all your beliefs about who you are and what is possible and whether the world's safe or not and whether you can be seen and heard or whether you have value, whether you think you're good enough to partner with this person or not, comes into play. So all your beliefs start to come up and start to create, and then you start thinking, thoughts. Is there potential here? Is there, you know, what will happen? Do you either go, like, the ego might come in and take you to, oh, remember last time you did something like that? You know, if you were humiliated or you remember you couldn't do it. And so let's not go there. It doesn't feel safe. Or they'd be like, oh, you're just, yeah, let's go for it. You know, it's like, this feels right. It's a good experience. So let's just take the next step with them and see. And that will create the action. Whether you follow through or not, you will, whether you distract yourself, whether you get into perfectionism or not, whether you procrastinate, whether you can see the potential, the bigger picture, using your intuition, looking out and seeing the bigger picture of possibilities, that, remember that baby, that pure potential, if you can tap in to what is your potential, all those seeds of possibility, is that a seed that is here for you to connect with that person that's wanting to be expressed and override the fears, override the ego trying to shut it down, override the old programming that doesn't serve you, the loyalty to the family that might be, oh, no, we don't do that, or we can't, you know, money is evil or something, that you can't live a prosperous life. And yet you're really, that is what you are here to do. That is part of your expression. That's part of that seed. And so what action you take will create the results in the world. So we'll either validate the old programming or validate a new story for you, a new potential and possibility. So so I wanted to share with you then how, you know, there's ways to reprogram the subconscious mind. And some ways that to do that is with prayer, creating your belief, building your faith in yourself, visualization, imagination, affirmations that are have emotion attached to them, so that it's, again, you're going in and you're doing that on daily, and sleeping. I do a lot of work pre-sleep. I say this is what I want to work on, and I do a lot of work in my sleep. Gratitude, being in the present moment, working with your inner child, raising your vibration, holding a vibration that is different, but learning how to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, working with the mind, disciplining the mind, you having more control over your mind. That's what I teach. I teach all of these. Having certain expectations. Why don't you change? What doesn't work is your desires and beliefs are off. You don't know what you desire, and your beliefs aren't matching that. You're using your willpower, that conscious mind, instead of your imagination to change your subconscious mind. You will not win with willpower over the subconscious. You've got to use other programming to help you support that support the willpower that gets you started. But you have to add other things. You just can't muscle your way through old programming. You have to reprogram. Force versus faith. Again, it's like you can't muscle your way through your subconscious mind. It has to be programmed. And fear, doubt, and worry. Again, it just creates, you're in the old story. When you're in fear, doubt, and worry, you're in your old story. And you're either in the past or in the future. You're not in the present moment. Being in the present moment is where you can be conscious, have control over your mind, and put into practice using and choosing, you know, different tools, so that you are reprogramming that mind and setting yourself forward on a towards the life that you do want to create, those seeds of inspiration. I'm just about ready to wrap up here, but I want to give you another metaphor to help you understand this. I actually saw Bishop T.D. Jake on Oprah the other day, and I loved his metaphor of using an apple. So imagine an apple, and imagine that you are that apple. And like I said, when you came into the world, right, you were this pure potential. And so imagine, you know, the apple, first the seed of the apple tree growing, and then there's a flower, right? There's this flower, and then all of a sudden that turns from the seed turns into this apple. And if we were to peel away or cut away the outside of the apple, all the seeds, there's a garden, you know, there's an orchard in that apple with all the seeds, right? And if you imagine that all that outside of the apple is the old programming, is all of that programming that you got between, whether it's, I would add past lives in there too, but that programming that you got from 0 to 7, between 7 and 9 years old, from all when you were not, when you didn't have a conscious filter to, you didn't have a consciousness to decide whether something served you or not. And you did what you had to do to survive. So making it clear that it's like cutting away, taking away all of the outside of that apple that is not you, so that you can get to the core of you, the core where all those seeds of potential and desire, of inspirations are waiting to bloom and burst forth in the world. But that's your soul. That's what you're here to express. That's what makes you unique. And it's calling you to contribute. That we have to cut that away. And I love, he said, you can either choose to cut it away or it will rot away. And it's so much easier to just cut it away. To start getting really clear that those, that your seeds of pleasure, of passion, of all the things that you want to create in the world are yours and nobody else's. And so you are in your power when you are expressing those and not expressing other people's opinions, beliefs, faith. You are in your power when you are authentically you. And so, you know, the process is going, well, what wants to be expressed in me and what's not mine? What's not serving me, right? And that's what we'll be getting into down the road and questions, but that is what you should be asking yourself all day long. Be managing your mind, watching what you're thinking and believing and letting go of that that isn't you. Cut it away. And what is it that you do want to desire? What is it that you do want to create in the world? So, I think that's a good place. So now, let's all take another deep breath. and imagine your energy, your natural expression of who you are. Imagine your energy, letting it fill that room, letting it expand so it can take in this new information. So it can allow for that light that you are, for that energy that's inside of you to expand even further. So you can feel the freedom. So you can feel spaciousness around you. So you can imagine it's like that apple, like growing energetically, so it's not as dense as it is. So then you can have contact with those seeds on the inside. And as you bloom those seeds, you give up. You know, one of the seeds is ready to be expressed. You let go of whatever programming that's in that subconscious mind that does not support that seed being expressed. Okay. All right. So, and again, become present in your room or wherever you are. Look and name things around you that will bring you back into the present, bring all your energy that might be scattered. And a lot of times, too, when you're learning something that can make a difference in your life, sometimes you might shut down. You might like go what I call numb and dumb, or you just go unconscious, because it's like and sometimes you go unconscious so that you can take in information that you might otherwise push away. And then sometimes it's just overwhelming. You can only take in so much, and that's all right. You just listen again. You listen again. There are many times I could not take in all of the information I wasn't hearing. I had to listen, reread, practice. You know, there's a whole dance that goes on here, because all of this helps. It affects every area of your life. So you might be dancing in the relationship area and working on something there. You might be working on your money aspects, or you might be working on your health issues, etc. But they're all going to affect everything. And so by having multiple ways that information comes in, visual, audio, kinesthetically, you doing things, you know, practice, hearing it from different people, doing the affirmations, visualization, etc. All of that will have a much faster and deeper impact than if you just choose one way and you do it sporadically. Again, that subconscious mind, to get through that filter, it takes a lot. But it doesn't have to be, it's not, once you get this, it can be fairly quickly, because you're doing a lot of different things. I do a lot of different activities all at once. But when you're first starting, I remember, you know, I just do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And then as I got it, it started, oh, okay, now I know I can do, you know, besides the affirmations in the morning, I can imagine at different times during the day myself doing what it is that I desire to do, so that I have the feeling. I can imagine that the more that I do that, the more that I get into the feeling of it, and maybe even go do something that brings me even more into the feeling of it. Like if you want a car, there's a certain car that you want, and you're wanting to manifest that in your life, but you've been like, I don't know how I'm going to do that. It's like going and test driving that car. It gets you a feeling. And you're like, and how does it make you feel? And you feel like a queen in it or a king, and it's just like you love. And so then you have that memory. You have that conscious sensing, and now you can just keep reliving that. And that starts to shift to other things and raise your energy, and it brings opportunities and possibilities and et cetera into your mind, so that you're eventually really driving that car. Okay. All right, so if anybody has any questions, go ahead and you can raise your hand by star 2, or you can write it out in chat or in the webcast. And I'll answer them. All right. So if nobody has any questions, then I will end the call and look for, I'm going to put some pictures in the newsletter, and you can ask questions afterwards. And I would just say, take this information and listen to this multiple times so that you can wrap your mind around how your mind is working, both of your minds, your conscious mind and your subconscious mind, and you can understand the interplay, and then you will understand why it is that you need to take the actions that you need to do. And it's also why it's great to have a coach and somebody who's done this to help keep you on track. All right, so there's star two. If there's no calls, I'm going to end this. I mean, no questions. I will end this. All right. Have a great day.